Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast. I sounded really chipper then. On this day, Wednesday, the 20th of April, 2011. And actually, I think the reason I sounded quite so bubbly and sparkly then is because I just listened to the opening music for the podcast, which I haven't heard in ages, because now I'm doing things a little bit differently and there's a sort of different structure to the show. I've basically got the whole format saved in my computer, and so when I open it up and start recording, I just start from the bit where I need to start recording. And instead today, I actually listened to the opening music, and it was really lovely. It was so nice to hear that little melody again. Anyways, how you're doing? Hope you're great, and certainly for those of you in the United Kingdom, I hope you have been enjoying our recent sunshine. Fingers crossed that's not it for the rest of the year, and that we might actually have some loitering around throughout the course of the summer to make us all feel good and lovely and warm and fuzzy inside. What do I need to tell you? Well, we have a new homepage on the People Building website. If you have not already seen it, please do go take a look. There's a brand spanking new video of me. I don't think it's the best video of me that I've ever seen. I know I'm probably my own worst critic, but I know that I was coming near the end of the day when I did that video. But do take a look. Let me know your feedback. It's gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. And basically, it's all promoting the free hypnotherapy and NLP event that we do now, which has been massively successful, both in terms of having some wonderful people coming along to the event, and also those people then signing up and becoming part of the PB team and doing their NLP prac and hypnotherapy training with us, which is awesome. So we have an NLP practitioner program starting in May, so not too long from now, actually. If you'd be interested in coming along, we'd love to see you there. I can't remember the dates off the top of my head, which is a little bit rubbish. But if you head on over to the New Look People Building website, as I'm sure you will do, just to go and have a nose at it. Basically, all the dates are listed under NLP and hypnotherapy in the calendar and prices. So you can find out all the details there. And obviously, if you come along to our free event, then there's a chance that you might get a few little sneaky discounts and bonuses as a result of attending that. So, article today is all about trust. Those of you who are signed up to the People Building newsletter will have already received this in your inbox this morning. But here is another media by which you can indulge within that article via the podcast. And for those of you who aren't signed up to the newsletter, shame on you, but you'll be able to hear it in this show today. So yes, as I say, it's all about trust today. And I got, thank you so much, got excellent feedback on the realistic article that I did 2 weeks ago. Went out on Facebook and we got some nice strong likes and good comments on there. If you're not already a Facebook friend, then you can sign up. My Facebook name is HypnoGem, as is the Twitter name as well. And all the links and whatnot are also on the PB website, so you can sign up that way too. Anyways, let's crack on and start looking at this article today. So basically what this is all about is the different sorts of trust that there is, because there is kind of trusting of yourself and this trusting of the external world and the other stuff that's going on out there. Both are important, both are relevant, so let's find out a little bit more about them. We all possess some level of this important emotion of trust already. Even if there are trust issues currently in your life, there are certain things that you can continue and do continue to trust. You trust that the sun will rise in the morning. You trust that the traffic will stay on the other side of the road when you are driving, and you trust that you'll have to pay your taxes. So whatever it is that you currently trust in, even if you're having massive trust issues at the moment, there is stuff that you still believe in. There is stuff that you still trust in. However low level it might be, hang on to the fact that you do still possess the ability to trust. Of course, there are different levels and types of trusts. There are trusts that we need for different contexts of our lives. If you go to a doctor, you have to trust that the doctor will give you the right medicines. When in a relationship, it might be important to you to trust your partner will be faithful to you. Or if you jump out of an aeroplane with a parachute, you have to trust that the parachute will open. There is a great deal of external trust that human beings have. This is both useful and important for us to understand. And when I say external trust, I'm talking about not trusting in yourself, but trusting in things outside of you, be that stuff, be it other people, be it that certain things are going to happen in the universe that help to make your reality work in the way that it does. You have lots of external trust going on. It's useful because the external trust allows us to continue with our day-to-day lives without worrying about the sun falling out of the sky or our alarm clock failing to wake us up the next morning. Having this external trust is important because it means that we can worry less and not concern ourselves about what might go wrong all the time. But does it always work that way? Well, the truth is, no, it doesn't, because sometimes there's a bit of a glitch in the system. You know, there's a bit of a bug in the software, and as such, that external trust might start to fail. Stuff might start to crop up. There might be a few issues there. Sometimes people's external trust doesn't work properly. They might start to have problems such as anxiety or OCD. When these problems show up, the person has doubt about things that in the past they had trusted. Instead of mentally ticking the box that says, that's taken care of, they run images in their mind of the incompletion, of the act in some way becoming undone. They think of the worst case scenario. And they feel bad as in their mind they experience that worst case scenario over and over again. That worst case scenario becomes realistic for them because when they're rerunning it in their head, they're reactivating the feelings that they would feel if that worst case scenario thing actually did happen in real life. And this causes them to doubt. It causes them to lose faith in the external trust. Let's take a quick break and then we'll be back and talking more about this. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Okay, so where were we at? We were talking about trust, and we just tapped into external trust and what can happen if that trust in the external world begins to fail. So the sorts of problems that might crop up for people, things like OCD and anxiety, when you stop believing that the stuff that goes on in the outside world isn't working as it should be. So let's look at this in a little bit more detail, because external trust is important, but it only fails when the internal trust, as in your self-trust, is not working effectively too. Internal trust, trusting in oneself, could mean trusting your instincts and your gut feeling. It could be related to having self-belief and self-confidence. If self-belief and self-confidence do not exist, then it becomes a challenge to trust one's own thoughts, ideas, abilities, and instincts. The evidence that an internal trust issue is incurring may be that a lack of trust in the external world begins to occur. So what I'm saying here is that if there is some external trust issues, it's probably got something as well to do with the internal trust issues. It's much easier for us to place the faults outside of ourselves externally rather than to look within. If you have ever experienced lack of trust in a relationship, this was also an internal trust problem. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, no, it wasn't. It was them. It wasn't me. He done it. She done it. She made me not trust her. You know, I'm sure that we can all associate to that. We've all had that thought. We've all had that kind of a feeling. But the fact is it's not just about what's going on in the outside world, because ultimately the stuff that's going on outside of you isn't necessarily the cause. Because the thing outside of you doesn't run you. It doesn't run your emotion. It doesn't run your lack of trust feeling. You do that. You're the only one who controls the system. You're the only one who controls the system in you and the feeling in you. So what happens on the outside of you causes you to choose to feel the lack of trust. Now, this is a good thing, because when we realize that we have a choice, it means that ultimately we've got a little bit more control back over what's happening in the system. It means that it's not down to the external world to decide how you're feeling. It's down to you. So, where were we? So if you've experienced that lack of trust in a relationship, for example, it is also an internal trust problem. Your point of reference, for example, the partner, or your internal voice in your head said everything was okay and you were being daft, but your gut feeling told you another thing. There was an inconsistency, and this caused the feeling of lack of trust. But most people, instead of focusing on and fixing the inconsistency, will continue to place the blame upon their partner, the external, for their behaviour. The internal inconsistency needs to be rectified too, or the mind may continue to seek evidence of the differences between the point of reference and the internal feelings again and again in the future. Your mind likes what's the same, but notices what is different. And as such, unless you fix the internal trust issue, you will continue to look for external evidence that the issue is still happening, that there's still that inconsistency, there's still that difference that your brain notices. Quite often, trust feelings come from the gut feeling, and the gut feelings that we have, and not from our logical mind. There is usually something that has caused a lack of trust to occur in the first place. And even if the external cause is removed or happened a long time ago, a similar trigger could set the whole system running again. Now, this is an important thing to know about, because at times that lack of trust might continue to resurface, even if there is a weighty logical argument about why it should not be there. You logically know that you should be trusting, but the feeling says you're not. Gut feelings will almost always override logic, as human beings, we are more driven by emotion than logic. Doing things that we know are logical but go against our emotions can be done, can be achieved, but it probably won't feel terribly comfortable in order to make that happen and in order to achieve it. So our emotions play a massive part in how we react, how we're feeling, how we're responding, and therefore all of the results that we end up getting. So knowing that the external world can and will at times quite on purpose let you down and fail you is part of challenging and strengthening your trust in it. So even though you experience these lack of trust feelings, if you can begin to see these as challenges for you to overcome so that you're able to get stronger, then it's much easier for you to embrace those situations rather than want to run and hide under the duvet from them. However, if your internal trust is functioning in a way that it only alerts you to relevant current problems and is strong and produces self-belief and enough self-confidence, then the failings of the external world will become much easier to manage. So if you keep your trust functioning in a way such that it's only alerting you to the current situation and not dredging up stuff from the past which is no longer relevant for you, then even though life's going to throw these mud pies at you every now and again, you're going to feel much more capable of being able to deal with those, much more capable of being able to manage them. So if you are having external trust problems, sort out your internal trust state too, because the problem is not on the outside. The problem is on the inside. The problem is in you. And the challenge is to resolve that issue so that trust is something you are able to do with ease in the future. Time for a quick break. When we come back, it's time for you to relax.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
People Building are now offering free NLP and hypnotherapy training. In order to apply for this, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk. Okie dokie, we have now reached that point in the show where you will be unable to listen if you're currently driving or operating machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else now, it is time for you to comfortably relax. And just as soon as you're ready, take a deep breath in and exhale slowly, letting all of the stresses and strains fade away with every outward breath. Just listening to the sound of my voice. And as you begin to relax, my voice will take you on a peaceful and relaxing journey. Feeling safe and comfortable and secure. And then just as soon as you're ready, you can close your eyes. Knowing that those eyes will open at any time you want or need them to. Knowing that you can do this. Listening. Learning. all from comfortably relaxing. Peaceful and calm. Letting go of the thoughts and feelings that you do not need to hang on to. Any worries, thoughts, or concerns can be resolved. And sometimes things can be resolved more quickly, more easily, when you trust your ability to relax and let go. Let your unconscious create the positive changes and improvements to assist you in a calm, peaceful, trusting existence. Your self-belief increasing and growing. Your self-confidence reaching out to every corner of your mind. Knowing that you can believe in yourself and let go of any hurts and frustrations from the past now. That's right. You really can. Now I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1. And when I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So starting now at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1, with eyes open now, wide awake and bright and breezy. So great relaxing there today, everybody, and thank you very much for tuning in to the People Building Podcast. The next show will be in 2 weeks' time on, what's the date today? 20th today. It will be Wednesday the 4th of May. We'll be in May. Oh my goodness. So I very much look forward to catching up with you in May. And then, oh gosh, it's so scary. Then we're nearly halfway through the year already, and then it's Christmas again. Where is the time going? Why? Can someone tell me why it's getting faster as I get older? I don't like it. It's freaking me out. If anyone else is experiencing this strange phenomena as well, can you please let me know? gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. Otherwise, I'll see you in a very quick 2 weeks. Bye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. listeners. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.